Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch here on LA Talk Radio. How you doing, everybody? Hope you're having a great day, and as always, an outstanding show for you. As I mentioned last week, we're doing relationships. We're talking about everything that has to do with relationships. So by the end of the show, you're probably going to hear more quality dating advice that you've ever heard. We're talking about the dating scene, including, but not limited to, what are some of the best dating sites, how to keep your sanity while dating, and girls, what not to do when getting to know guys. Come on. And for you guys, we're also going to give you some crucial dating advice, many mistakes that y'all make out there. So you got to really stay tuned here. And if you'd like to email us, cool. Love to hear from you. If you have any questions for me and my guest, who I shall introduce momentarily, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. Straighttalkdoc, just like it's sounding, at gmail.com. Or you can call live if you'd like, 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815. Love to hear from you. Whatever your issues are, questions about relationships, love to hear from you. This is great. We're going to find out all these super things about relationships and dating. My in-studio guest on the show is one of my favorites, not only because I consider you a friend.
That's
Gina.
Nice. Thank you. I don't see you enough, though, but
I
yes.
know. We don't hang out
We're
enough.
The kind of friends that are just friends.
That's
even
it.
Even if we see each other once every couple of years.
That's right. It's still good.
It's still good.
That's right.
Yep.
Exactly.
It's like riding a bike.
That's right. And, of course, we always have fun on the air together.
Absolutely.
So
time will fly.
Great to have you here.
Thank you.
And just want to give you a little heads up here about Gina and her expertise. She's appeared on Entertainment Tonight. You've probably seen her. The Lifetime Network. She's also a featured guest speaker at the Learning Annex, Pepperdine University, many seminars across the country. Gina is also the owner of Exclusive Introductions. Awesome.
Yes.
Concierge dating service. We're going to find out more about her matchmaking company.
I am the ultimate matchmaker.
You are. You do that.
The
you
ultimate modest that. Matchmaker.
You are. So I am so proud of you.
Thank you.
You are an entrepreneur.
Yes, I am an entrepreneur.
You
I say I need
thing.
Another good idea like I need a hole in the head.
But you
no
know
more.
What? You're open. Yeah, they just keep popping out there from the universe.
They do.
Hey, Gina, you got to start this company.
I'm okay. Like, okay.
And there you are. Boom.
Yes.
You're, you know, all of a sudden got another idea and you're doing quite
running.
Well.
Right.
So
yep.
You're also the author, by the way, of one of my favorite dating books entitled Stop Being a Bitch and Get a Boyfriend.
Yes.
It's a great read.
And I'm actually now a contributor on two online sites. One is
nice.
Digital Romance.
Digital
can read
romance.
My brand new articles there
cool.
Once a month. And then Millennium Magazine. It's a
Whoa.
Very cool online magazine.
Nice.
Sexy, cool, young, hip. And I'm
going
to be one of their regular relationship expert contributors.
Oh, good for you.
Yoo-hoo.
Yeah, well, you're good and you help so many people.
I try.
Yeah, you do. And so we're going to talk to you men and women out there. And it, like I said, if you have any questions, go ahead, email us, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. Love to hear from you.
Can I give a shameless plug to my newest
go
venture?
Go for it. Let's hear it.
Which you know you've already heard me talk about. So because everybody, everywhere I go or everywhere I am, I hear, either I overhear other people bending their friend's ear trying to get relationship advice, or if they know what I do, they bend my ear, and which is fine. I love giving the advice, but at the end of the day, I can't help everybody. So I created this site called AskARelationshipExpert.com.
Very smart.
And I assembled a team of experts who I know, love, and trust, and I am one of them as well. And so when we're available, we switch our phones on, and you can call us night or day and ask us a relationship question.
Well,
and you can hear
a
voice and you can hear us. And so, you know, whether it's in the daytime or nighttime, but if you're, you know, pondering your relationship issues, you have no one to talk to, or your friends are just sick of hearing about it, you can call us, because we're not sick of hearing about it. This is what we do.
That's so good. Yeah. What's that?
It's AskARelationshipExpert.com.
Great.
And you can get the phone number, and then they can call in and pick their experts who they want to talk to.
What a great idea.
It's fun.
I know it's fun, but it's also informative. And, you know, it helps people get advice on the, you know, on
the
spot.
Fly.
Yeah, if they're going out on a special date, or they've just, you know, kind of met somebody and they don't know what to do or say, or something's weird.
Right. Or they're on Tinder and they're just like, what do I do now? How do I respond to this?
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
So we will tell you exactly how to respond.
Cool. Great, great. And we're going to give you more information about that website as well, and the service you can utilize via phone, pick your expert, and also your book, and also your exclusive matchmaker service that you have, which is really amazing. Great idea. So I want to talk about what's going on with the dating scene, especially, you know, the online situation, because what I'm hearing every day from people who come to see me in my office.
Mm-hmm.
Same old people, same old BS, and Tinder's not happening, Grindr sucks.
Really? You know, I don't know.
I'm saying, what is going on with a lot of these services, or why are these people not having, maybe it's their profile, maybe they're not putting
it
out there.
Well, I think it's probably more than their profile. I think it's a combination of things. Now, you've touched on a subject where be careful what you wish for, because I can talk about this all day and night. I am, I am really, and I don't plug myself as this nearly enough. I should, because I, quite cockily, I'm going to create a new word.
Perfect. Copyright it.
Cockily. You know, keeping it sex related. And
Cockily.com.
Yes, cockily.com. Hey, don't get that. I want to go get it.
Okay.
Anyway, you know, I'm going to boast that I think I know more than anybody else does, honestly, when it comes to online dating sites and now the apps, because it's just, I'm in the trenches every day with it. Every day for the last 15 years, practically. So anyway, so what I will say is that, and I find this to be true, too, because I keep an active, I'm on all the sites, more so for research purposes, because I like to know what's going on. I
sure,
like to see,
Gina.
Sure,
no, I'm kidding.
Gina. Hey, I don't care.
No, I know guys are hitting on you all the time.
Sometimes.
How tough is that to try to keep a
I'm tough, though.
Match? You know, I know you are.
You know what's this guy I was dating last summer?
Yeah.
He slipped in under the radar. I don't know how. But anyway, but we're friends still. And so anyway, he said, Gina, you know what? You play hard to get. And I said, you know what? I don't play hard to get. I just am hard to get.
Right.
Because my standards obviously are much higher than most people. I know the BS. I know, you know. So it is hard to get through my stuff.
Yep.
But anyway, so let's talk about dating
And you don't
sites.
Play.
And I don't play. Homie, don't play that.
Okay.
Anyway, and I don't take no crap. So anyway, because I got too many businesses to do. You know what
That's
I mean?
Right.
I don't have time to fool around with a bunch of nonsense. So
Good
anyway,
for you.
Match.com, love Match.com, but the problem with Match.com these days is it's becoming old school.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Now, they still have the, and there's, so when I say I had a profile or have a profile on there, there are guys that still write to me on there that have written to me probably 10 times, but they're not even remembering they wrote to me.
Oh.
And they have the same picture and they have the same boring rap and they're not like changing it up. They're not trying to evolve. And I think a lot of times when singles have remained single for a very long period of time, big problem is they're not trying to evolve or change up or improve themselves in any way.
Right.
And I'm not talking about plastic surgery. I'm talking about more just make yourself more interesting.
Yes.
Keep reinventing yourself by being interesting. But
exactly.
Tinder changed the game for online dating. There is no There's no way, I believe, these days that you can go backwards to a conventional dating site, because people these days want it and want it fast.
Right.
That's and here's what I'm also going to say. And we can talk more specifically about sites if you want to. But when people bag on Tinder or they bag on any of the sites, you know, and they say players, this and that, what I believe is that you can use anything. And I mean anything.
Yeah.
Or anywhere, for good or evil.
Yeah.
So a person can go to the grocery store. A guy can go to the Whole Foods market. And I've had a guy pick me up at the Whole Foods market. And
it's a good place.
Yes. But his intentions could be that he's really looking for a sincere relationship, or it could be to one and done a woman. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And he ended up wanting to be a one and done guy, but we've turned it into a friendship because that's not going to happen with me. But anyway.
Yeah, you just told him that. You said, yeah.
So, you know, that's the point. Whether it's Tinder, whether it's Whole Foods, whether it's anything, it's all about how you use the site.
Mm-hmm.
And men have to take responsibility for how they use it, and the women have to take responsibility. Because if the girls are saying they just meet a bunch of guys that just want to, you know, get laid, it's because of the guys you're picking.
Right. That's
so
right.
That's
exactly
really what it comes down to.
No, that makes a lot of sense. And this is what I'm hearing. So they've got to, you know, kind of step it up a little bit on the profile thing and keep up to trending
on
what's happening.
Yeah, you have to stay current, and you have to stay not stuck in your story.
Uh-huh.
So many people are stuck in their story,
right,
and they just, it's just boring.
Exactly.
Shake it up, man.
Shake it up, man. By the way, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle here, everybody, on LA Talk Radio. My special guest, Gina Hendricks. She is the owner of Exclusive Introductions. It's a concierge matchmaking company. She's written one of my favorite relationship books. I love that book.
It's about time to do a sequel.
Yeah, I think so.
A follow-up.
So it would be Stop Being a Bitch and Get a Boyfriend Part 2.
Yes, because you know what? The problem is, I love the title, but I think a lot of girls that are dating or have boyfriends, they think the book's not for them. But actually, the book is for anybody who is either trying to get a boyfriend or is in a relationship trying to keep their boyfriend.
Right.
That book,
yes,
it covers all of it.
It really does.
Because
and, you
know, I talk about how girls, you know, ruin the relationship and ultimately chase the boyfriend off because they're doing these things.
Exactly.
I know a friend who's been in a relationship for 20 years.
Wow.
She desperately wanted to get married and have children with this guy, but she's now 50. So think about it. She met him at 30. 20 years later, he lives on one side of Los Angeles. She lives on the other. And she's still hanging in there.
Oh, gosh.
And he's too passive to leave.
Yeah.
And now it's just all bad. But
boring.
But she could have reeled him in. She could have gotten everything she wanted if she had just changed some of these things that she's doing wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, you talk about 17 different kinds of behaviors in your book.
Yes.
That women do to self-sabotage themselves in getting relationships. So what do you think are some of the most common no-nos that you know, see and experience with women when they're going out trying to date?
I think women and men, I think they tend to overthink everything too far in advance. Like, they're already going over the date in their head.
Yeah.
They're already trying to imagine, you know, what the other person is thinking, what they're going to be doing. I mean, and it's just like you miss the boat when you do that because you need to just be present in the moment.
Yeah.
And go on dates just to have fun.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
Even go, I'm going on a date. Like, I'm going on a 60 minutes interview and I'm going to interview them.
Exactly.
And I'm going to see if they qualify for the job, and I'm going to hopefully get the job from them. And, you know, it's like,
yeah,
if you
it's
think
weird
that way,
mm-hmm.
you're never going to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
You're never going to really click with anybody. You're going to walk away and that person's going to go, God, they were boring and they were asking me a bunch of questions and it's not fun.
Right.
I think too many people get so caught up in their head that they don't. They forget about fun.
Yeah, they do.
I mean,
think they do.
When I go out with somebody, or, you know, when I'm dating somebody, or even as a friend, it doesn't matter. You know, I'm just going for fun. I'm not going to get any more out of it than that. And I think if people go with that little expectation of just going to have fun, that's when normal chemistry can kick in.
Yeah, I agree.
You have to
just chill and not worry about it. It's hard to do, though, because you do. You feel like you're in, you know, an interview situation or some what I see from women who I see in my practice. They're like defensive and they don't realize it.
Oh.
They're kind of like, you know, trying to be cool and everything, but like, And they're like, you know, interviewing the guys.
Yes, and that's horrible.
And vice versa.
And no, men do it too. Yeah. Absolutely. And then the other side of it is, so either the two things that happen usually is that either one person becomes like an interviewer, mm-hmm. and or the person becomes like a patient on a therapist's couch.
Mm-hmm.
So they are either grilling the person they're
right.
with, or they're acting like their date is their therapist. And that's horrible as well.
Yes.
You know, so you just need to go. And so let me give you an example. This mm-hmm. is kind of maybe helpful. So if I were to go out with a guy and he starts trying to probe about personal questions that mm-hmm. I just, you know, I'm just not into answering personal questions on a first date because I just don't believe in getting into that question and answer thing, right? So
right.
I try to nip it in the bud
okay.
and move it along to what I like to do, mm-hmm. which is let's mm-hmm. just talk about what's interesting to us.
Yeah.
So if a guy were going to ask, and they always try to, so about my family, about being, you know, all these personal questions
yeah.
that I just don't think you owe anybody answers until you really know them, quite
right,
frankly.
Right.
Let's have fun first. So I will redirect it. So I will sort of answer the question. Enough to feel like I'm not so they don't feel like I'm avoiding it. But then I just move it along to talking about things that I'm actually interested in. So if a
right.
guy was to say, you know, what's the longest relationship you had? I'd say, oh, you know what? I've had several amazing relationships. I lived with somebody. And now, you know, and he got married and he has two children. And I just kind of divert
yeah.
it. And then I'll bring it around to, but you know, like these days, I'm just so passionate about blah, blah, blah.
Perfect.
And
perfect.
I'm just moving along into perfect. Passion. And what makes me happy. And then let's just move it into talking about what we like and what makes
exactly.
us happy. Because who cares about the past, quite frankly?
No, absolutely. Because then, you know, we start judging when we hear
start
about guys' past.
Judging.
And also, no, that's a
exactly.
great thing. Stay general. And,
yep.
I mean,
and
even if you want to talk some, you know, stuff going on in the news or things that concern you. Or
exactly.
Don't get too weird or too fearful because people will go, uh-oh. Paranoid. So also don't talk too much about yourself.
Right.
Like you said, the personal
thing. I hate talking about myself. I like to just talk about great ideas, topical things,
mm-hmm.
you know, and people love, and you know, and we've all heard this advice before, but people, so if I were on a date with somebody, right, and the guy was like trying to, you know, again, probe me with personal questions, I would talk about my passions, but then I'd also bring it around to, you know what, I saw this thing on the news the other day, and like maybe it's a political thing, and I have no political agenda at all, and
right.
I'd be like, what
right.
do you think about that?
Yeah.
And, but again, if you feel strongly about politics, you don't want to touch on
nope.
that.
Or religion.
Because then those are going to be hot button issues.
Right.
But for me, I just listen. I like to listen to what people have to say. And perhaps that's the radio person in me. But I could sit and listen to anybody's opinion and it doesn't offend me because I
yeah.
find it all fascinating.
Right.
But I think if people went out with people just to sort of find them interested, because they find people fascinating and interesting,
mm-hmm. that's
the world
right.
would be a better place.
It sure would. It sure would.
Just relax, lighten up, and have
Come
fun.
On, lighten up. And, you know, we're talking also, you know, about guys and women and everything. I just wanted to talk also about some of the stuff that you put out there for guys and women specifically.
Okay.
So one of my favorite blogs you did a while back.
Okay.
It's called Crucial Dating Advice for Men.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
I
but
know
yes.
it was, but it just jumped out. I thought, yes, these guys.
I might even have new, probably more
good.
Current tips.
Cool, cool.
Than,
so
yeah. Because
we'll
I've learned some
that.
Things. You want to learn some? You want me
yeah.
to tell you some things that have come up lately?
Yes.
With some guys that I've set up and the feedback I get from girls. So I think a lot of times when guys stay single so long, they just forget common things. So a good example is somebody was leaving a date
mm-hmm.
recently, and they the guy and the girl walk out, and he had parked in the underground structure, and she had parked at valet. So they get out and. They're done with their dinner. They walk out. It's a hotel. And he says, like, where did you park? And she says, oh, I parked at valet. And he says, oh, I parked under the structure here. Okay, good night. Hugs her.
Yeah, yeah.
And walks away. No, that's not
mm-hmm.
okay.
No, not okay.
That's not okay. Well, let me tell you why.
Yeah.
Because he should have said, and it's not just my opinion. Believe me, this is what the women tell me. So he should have said, oh, you're at valet. Okay. He walks her to the valet. He pays for her valet. And he waits for her car to show up.
Right.
You have to do that, guys.
Yes.
You have to do that. And if you think you're going to just walk away and get in your car and let her, it's not chivalrous. And that's really what you have to keep
yes.
in mind.
Yeah.
You know, you're not a pushover. You're not being taken advantage of. You just have to be chivalrous.
Yes.
And so many men drop the ball on that.
They do.
And women notice.
Right. I think they do.
They really do.
And I think a lot of times guys who are, you know, going out with women who are very successful, women are successful. They have their own, you know, they drive up in a nice car,
right.
They valet. A lot of guys think, well, maybe she doesn't want to be treated like this because she's used to being really independent and she's rocking her own, you know, financial world. And maybe I shouldn't be so chivalrous. And
well, I'll tell you a mistake the women make on the other side saying that is that a lot of times women try to front like they're independent and like they're cool with it. And it's a mistake women make, too, because the woman would say to the guy, oh, no, 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 I'm fine. I can walk to valet myself. She's tricking him.
Yes.
She's tricking him. And it's screwed up of her to do that. It's not fair.
Yeah.
Because then the guy goes, he's taking her at face value.
Right.
Because that's how men are. Men aren't playing mental games like women are. And so the guy will be like, okay, well, good night. And then she'll come to me and say, well, God, I said that, but I didn't mean it. It's like, then don't
freaking
say that.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So women have to be, you know, you have to be clear with what you want and not try to trick them and play these mental games like, oh, well, I wanted to act like, you know, I didn't care if he called me or I didn't care if he walked me to my car. But if you care that he calls you, if you care that he walks you to your car, say it.
Exactly.
Don't say the opposite of what you want.
Right.
There's nothing worse than that.
No, it's really true.
Right.
What I find is I suggest to people to keep it real.
Right.
To stop trying to be somebody who they're not.
Right.
Let's talk about L.A. I mean, this is an international show, but everybody knows about crazy Los Angeles. And a lot of it's about looking your best. It's very media-driven. It's very, you know, it's Hollywood. I mean, and really, it's true. I mean, we want to look our best. We want to be on our guest game and best game. That was Freudian. And also, you know, just come off really well. But the thing is we still have to keep it real. Because if we do, that way we'll attract people who are more like us. And if we keep
That's
it real
true.
About our interests and who we are and this and that,
I think
then,
that,
yeah, they'll respect us for that.
I agree. And I think that in L.A., there's all this pressure to, yes, like you said, to look a certain way and be a certain way. But I find, you know, what makes somebody stand out from the crowd, especially here in L.A., is really being a genuine person.
Yeah.
Making eye contact, smiling at people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the basics.
Yeah.
But so many basics are overlooked. And it's like, I think we'll take girls, for example, a lot of times, you know, they think it's so important to be so gorgeous. And to a certain degree, it is about looks.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
But a guy doesn't want to go out with a gorgeous right?
Right.
Does not.
No.
So if a girl is gorgeous and she's got attitude and she's not fun or interesting, or I mean, I've set guys up with a couple of girls who've been in my database who are beautiful girls.
Yes.
And time and time and time again, and the girl remains single because she's boring.
Well,
or she's just not fun, or she's not easygoing. And it's
like,
I don't care who you are.
Right.
No guy wants that girl.
Yes.
Not for very long.
Yeah.
Now, they might try to sleep with her.
Yeah. Exactly.
But it doesn't mean they really like her. You know what I mean?
So the message, one of your cool old blogs too, is the message that's never heard, speaking about sleeping with them. And this is out to the women because, you know, usually guys will initiate, usually.
Right.
So what's your message on that? Sleep or no sleep soon?
Well, I say no, because what happens ultimately is we as women, we're usually sleeping with the guy because we want to seal the deal. We want to make him our boyfriend.
Right.
And that's how we get our feelings hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So, and guys need to know, and I tell my guys this too, listen, when you sleep with a woman, you know, and they'll say this is, you know, I even say this is when her crazy will come out.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because you're putting her in a really vulnerable place.
Right.
So, everybody plays a part in this. So if a woman's acting like she's cool to sleep with a guy, then she cannot get her feelings hurt.
Right.
The guy needs to know going in that a lot of times when he sleeps with a woman, it's because she's trying to make him her boyfriend. So he should be prepared for whatever happens next after that with her emotionally.
Right,
you
exactly.
Know? So if a girl wants to protect her emotions, she needs to wait until he said that we're exclusive or you've had the conversation that you're exclusive. Now, another thing that we've been talking about a lot on Facebook, and we've been and this has been for this past week, it's been very topical and everybody's been chiming in about it, is there's so many people out there, like especially if they're connecting on the apps or the dating sites, and they'll connect with a guy. And in fact, I had a girl just write me about this too, in addition to what the post was on Facebook. But they will establish communication via email or text. and they'll keep it going. This one girl had a guy texting her and emailing her for a year, and he never asked her out on a date.
What's that about?
That is about somebody, and women do it and men do it, but that is because that person that you're talking to is not available. Now, whether they're not emotionally available, whether they're not physically available, whatever the deal is, it's like the reason they're not asking you out is because they're not either available or interested in you enough. Now, why do they keep it going, they say? Yeah. Gina, but then why would they keep it going? Yeah. They keep it going because it costs them nothing.
That's right.
And it's an ego stroke.
Right.
And clearly you are giving them something they need.
Yes.
You're not getting what you need
because
you're frustrated. You're not even going out on a real date.
Right.
And they're taking up your time. But you're giving them something they need, which is attention.
Right.
And women do it and men do it.
No, I hear you.
But if it drags on. Yeah. Past a couple of weeks, and it doesn't make sense why you can't get together in person, you cut it off and you move on.
Right, because either they're married or they're not interested or they have someone else.
Or it's a fake profile or they're just fooling around.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
just these days it's just so easy to just kill time.
Yeah.
To me, it's a waste of time on the phone texting. Oh,
well,
my God.
For me, it
but
is,
But people
too.
Love to do it.
They
people
do.
Love to
and
do it.
And you can't, you know.
It's because they don't have a bunch of good ideas.
Well, that's right. That's right, girl. You and I, you know, we've been radio people for a long time. And,
right.
And we're into the tone of the voice. We're into, you know, all that. And that's what you get when you're talking to a live body on the phone.
Right.
You know, or even, you know, FaceTime or Skyping or something. Do that.
Yeah, I know. Do that at minimum.
Exactly.
Do that at minimum.
Exactly.
Because if a guy, that's true, if a guy or girl is willing to take it from texting, okay, so they're too busy to get together with you.
Right.
So now it's so easy, you just FaceTime on your phone.
Yeah, there you
if
go.
If somebody can't do that, just kick
that's
them to the curb right away.
Yeah.
Did you like that sound?
No, I love it. Kick them to the curb.
Like a duck sound.
That was, no, I did a duck. You did a... You did a kick to the curb. That was
oh, good. Okay, good.
Yeah. So let's talk also about needy.
Right.
Men and women. But I what I see the trend is going in my office is that a lot of women don't want to come off too needy, but they feel they have to sort of tell the guys how much they are interested in them in order to get a response, more often response. So the thing is, it's really, it's kind of sad to be so needy sometimes.
You
so
think,
what's the middle ground between letting someone know you really like them and coming off maybe too needy?
You know, it's interesting. So this was another popular topic that we had on Facebook recently. Mm-hmm. And you can go, I think I'm full on my friend requests, friendship things on Facebook for Gina Hendricks, but you can go to Exclusive Introductions, my page on Facebook, and like it or whatever, and I post things there too. So, but anyway, it's interesting because men, a lot of times, I think, have become needier than women, or they do in a lot of ways, because men these days don't seem to want to pursue the woman. They want to see that she's interested.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that's about.
It's a self-esteem thing in a way.
It's got to be a self-esteem thing. And laziness.
Yeah.
I think it's a whole combination of things that it's just the day and age that we're in, and it's unfortunate where men feel like I think men are afraid to be stalkers, right?
Right.
So they don't want to pursue too much and become like the stalker.
That's fair.
Yep, that's totally fair. I mean, it's so confusing today for people. So I think that you just have to be secure with yourself.
Yeah.
And confident in the fact that, you know, if I were going to go out with somebody and I liked them, I would thank them for a great date when I'm with them. I can't say that I would send a follow-up text to them because as a woman, I don't know that why I would need to. I would think that the guy would say, hey, Gina, I had a really great time. And then what I would say in return is, you know what? I had a really great time too, like smiley face. And then what he has to do is he just has to ask you out again.
Right.
That's what I would be waiting for.
Right, right.
Now, if he needs more ego stroking than that, then, well, we're not going to be a match.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think you just, the way you know if somebody's interested, you ask them out.
Right.
They say yes or no. If
exactly.
it sounds like they're blowing you off, maybe they are, but don't give up so easily.
Yeah.
You have to make a few tries, two, three times. I think you try three times, and if somebody rejects you those three times, they're not interested and move on.
Right, exactly.
But trying to get the assurance somebody likes you just through text conversation, that's not enough. You have to actually ask somebody out in order to know. Now, in terms of women being needy, women need to, in my advice, in my opinion, sit back and let the man pursue them.
Yes.
If the guy's not pursuing them and if he's not asking them out, mm-hmm. then he's not interested.
Right.
And they need to let it go.
Right,
but I don't
right.
think it's going to, in my opinion, there's exceptions to everything, but I don't necessarily think a woman needs to text a man, "Hi, how is your day?" in order for him to like her.
Right.
Because here's the thing. If it was Heidi Klum or Giselle or, I don't know, Maria Menounos.
Yeah.
If he'd gone out with her, do you think it would take those women to initiate contact for him to ask them out again?
No.
No. Exactly.
No.
That's what I'm
saying.
So
you have to feel like those women.
You
Come
have
on.
To feel like this
You're
woman.
You're the Heidi Klum of this
You have
guy's
to be
life.
Secure with yourself.
That's really true.
And if you have to kind of lead the horse to water,
right?
Yeah. You need to get a different horse.
That's right, honey.
Yeah.
And that's a whole other show that I want you to come on and talk about is self-esteem and, you know, sort of how to build that within ourselves in order to have some self-pride and, you know, dignity and things like that.
I think when you start trying to do things outside yourself, meaning, you know, I do a lot of philanthropy and I'm all about great ideas. And I think when you start getting more interested in the world and trying to help other people besides yourself and you take a genuine interest in creating great ideas or at least trying to help others, that is a way to build your own self-esteem.
Yes.
Because the focus is off you. You're not so concerned about yourself anymore.
You're getting out of your own head, excuse me.
Correct.
And other people, by the way, don't really care. You know, we all have our own stuff we carry around, you know, fears and, oh, my God, they're going to think that I'm this. Or they really, people kind of don't.
I know.
Because everyone else is so concerned with themselves.
It's so true. I've had this conversation with a few clients where they and so many people, they think that the other person is doing all this thinking and planning and things. And I said, you know what? It has nothing. What's happening with her in her life has nothing to do with you.
Right.
Because what I've learned about people is behind the scenes, people have so much stuff, heavy stuff a lot of times they're dealing with personally that you have no idea about.
That's true.
So you can't personalize it.
No,
for
you cannot.
It's their own stuff. So if somebody's not calling you back or if somebody is kind of lagging, let them be. And if they like you enough, they'll come around.
Right.
But don't think, like, don't try to know what's in their head because you'll never know.
Oh, no, you don't
never
know.
Exactly.
And you don't want to ask because then you'll be intrusive and
Well, you're
strange.
Never, they're never going to be straight with you about that anyway. If it's super personal and something private they're dealing with.
Yeah.
Like a lot of times, you know, these days with finances, if somebody, even if a woman is struggling financially, you know, and we're saying she's not like some gold digging bimbo, but if she's a regular girl who is trying to make her way in the world, she's got a lot on her plate that she might be juggling that she doesn't want this guy to know about. So she might not be available to go out every single night. Why? Because she's working. She's trying to get things for herself.
Right.
So it doesn't mean the guy has to go, oh, she doesn't like me.
Right.
Well, have you asked her out 2-3 times?
Right, right. Exactly.
You know, don't curl up in a ball because she rejected you once.
Right.
She's probably got a lot of stuff she's dealing with.
Yeah.
So just be a man and pursue.
Right.
And then, you know.
Yeah, reach out and
reach out.
And if girls, if you feel like you did, as you said, Gina, reject somebody, or if it came off like that, just say, "I really still like to get together."
There you go.
It's called communication.
Yes,
letting
so
people know.
I've had an experience in my life where I was going to go out with this guy and I had to cancel because something happened with you know, one of my animals. My cat passed away. I know. So you know what? So what I did was, I canceled, so it's my responsibility to follow up with him. And I prefer a call over a text because, you know, if you're going to cancel, don't do it in a text. It's just rude.
It is.
And if you're going to reschedule, don't do it in a text. It's just rude. I prefer old school calling because it's just, to me, it's just more polite. So I called him. I said, hey, you know I had to cancel. I just want to let you know I'm available this week. If you want to get together, I would love to, you know, go out on that date or
That's
whatever.
That's the way to do it.
That's the way to
That's
do
really
it.
That's really smart.
So as a woman, if you do have to cancel, don't cancel and then let it hang in the air if you're interested in the guy. If you're interested, you do have to follow up and let him know that you'd like to reschedule the date.
Absolutely. What great advice
polite.
You have, Gina.
It's polite.
Moving so fast, as always.
I'm sure. Are we done?
Yeah, almost.
Okay.
I mean, 2 minutes here.
Dang.
Exclusive Introductions is your concierge matchmaking company.
Mm-hmm.
And if people want to find out more about that,
they can go to exclusivenla.com.
Okay.
Exclusivenla.com. They can... what else can they do? They can buy my book, Stop Being a Bitch and Get a Boyfriend, on Amazon.
Good book.
And I have it as a digital download now too. Mm-hmm. And nice. And then my new pet project is askarelationshipexpert.com.
Great
where
idea.
You can call, you go there, you can pick your expert that you want to talk to, and you can call them. Mm-hmm. Get them on the phone
right
here and now.
Nice.
And they will answer your call, and they will give you advice on whatever relationship issue you have going on. Whatever you want to talk about, they are there to talk to you, to listen to your problems.
It's a great idea.
It's a great idea.
Really good idea.
If I do say so myself.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
You are such a superstar, girl. Entrepreneur.
Well, I try.
You do it all. Got to come back on soon again.
I would love it.
So we can, you know, get more detail.
I am at your beck and call.
Oh, cool.
I'll be here anytime you need me.
Yay. Sounds great. Okay, everybody. Listen, you can stay on the couch if you want, but we're out of here, just almost. This show is available for downloading tomorrow and also replay, whatever you want to do, right here on LATalkRadio.com. More great stuff coming up next week. We got People Tools author. He's always been on the show, and this time he's writing about relationship help. People Tools.
People right. are tools?
People are tools. Yeah, no.
Well, that would be my book. That would be my book.
That's your next book, girl. All right, everybody. Have a good one. And as I always say, take care of yourself first. Then you'll be great for other people. That's the way it works in the world. This is Dr. Michelle. Have a good one. Bye. Back here so I can get your name.